This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. That's part of what the country's president called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. President Volodymyr Zelensky said nearly a third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week, causing massive blackouts. The mayor of Zhytomyr said all the city was without electricity and water after a double missile strike Tuesday on an energy facility. Authorities said missile strikes also hit an energy facility in Kyiv and severely damaged another one in the south city of Dnipro. As Russia continues to target key energy infrastructures throughout Ukraine, many Ukrainians are learning to live without gas, electricity, and water as they brace for a bitter winter. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
9-year-old Artem Panchenko helps his grandmother stoke a smoky fire as she prepares a meal outside their home in the southern region of Kharkiv. The light is falling fast and they need to eat before the sun sets and they're plunged into darkness. Artem is not looking forward to another night without heating. It's really cold. I'm sleeping in my clothes in my apartment. In a nearby village, Viktor Palyanitsa chops wood to prepare for the worst. I have arms and legs, so I'm not scared of the cold because I can find wood and heat the stove. More recent Russian strikes in Kyiv and elsewhere that have targeted power plants have added to the general sense of foreboding about the coming winter. I'm Karen Chamas.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. French cement company Lafarge has pleaded guilty to paying millions of dollars to the Islamic State group so a plant in Syria could remain open, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
U.S. Attorney Brian Peace calls it a first-of-its-kind case.
Lafarge made a deal with the devil.
That was back in 2013 and 14. Now they pay fines of $91 million plus forfeiting $687 million, according to the agreement. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Lisa Monaco says while many Western countries left Syria because of terrorists, Lafarge made a different decision.
To go into business with ISIS and al-Nusra, two of the world's most notorious and brutal terrorist organizations.
Lafarge ended up merging with another company which fired those executives, but emails and other evidence uncovered the payments. I'm Julie Walker.
South Korea says North Korea has fired artillery shells near the rival sea boundary in its latest weapons test. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea fired about 100 shells off its west coast and 150 rounds off its east coast on Tuesday night. It says the shells fell inside maritime buffer zones the two Koreas established under a 2018 inter-Korean agreement aimed at reducing tensions. In recent weeks, North Korea has conducted a spate of missile and artillery launches in what some experts call an attempt to expand its weapons arsenal and boost its leverage in future negotiations with its rivals. The family of an American citizen arrested in Saudi Arabia says he was tortured and sentenced to 16 years in prison over tweets he sent while in the United States. The 72-year-old retired project manager who was living in Florida was arrested last November while visiting family in the kingdom. He's a citizen of both Saudi Arabia and the U.S. His son, who went public with details of the case this week, said Tuesday that his father was sentenced on terrorism charges related to what he called mild tweets. It appeared to be the latest in a series of recent cases in which Saudis received long jail sentences for social media posts critical of the government. Recapping our top story, airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. That's part of what the country's president called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. President Volodymyr Zelensky said nearly a third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week, causing massive blackouts. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.